the general sentiment that we're seeing is that, look, it's an election year. It's hard to imagine something very dramatic being done on a legislative standpoint right now that would meaningfully impact the private company world today, I think. But what happens post-November is anyone's guess. Mm-hmm. It's impossible to predict. And I think what we're seeing is a little bit of concern and a little bit of proactiveness around, hey, maybe we should be looking at what our options are today. Like, are we set up to fundraise today? Are we set up to sell the business if we wanted to? If not, maybe we should be getting the business a little bit healthier to prepare for the need to do so. I think a lot of the WeWorks of the world give a lot of startups a bad name. There's no question once you've taken the VC path, you've chosen most likely a path of burning your way to glory, which is fine. It works for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But the underlying health of the business still needs to be strong. The unit economics need to support that burn.
Right.
And I think we are still seeing a lot of businesses that do that. The question is just, where is it going to land a year from now? And have they been chasing this growth that they just might not be able to get to? And oh, what if we find ourselves in a position where we then can't raise at favorable terms?
Yeah.
So I think for a lot of folks, it's just an opportunistic time for them to take the time to evaluate, should we be looking to access the capital markets at this time to give ourselves a bit of a cushion as we head into some potential.
So let's raise the money now. Let's not put it off till later in the year.
That's right. But on the flip side, I'd say we are still, while there is, I'll say, endless amounts of capital looking to be deployed, there's still a very rational point of view, particularly in the small business software market that we play in. There's a lot of things that are easy to get lost in as you see a lot of big headlines come about, and whether it's, consumer tech or larger enterprise deals that are getting done. But SMB is still a whole nother animal in and of itself. And I think, they still want to understand that the sausage machine is working, and if we put more capital into this business, that there is a path to, not only accelerating growth, but also profitability, that you're running a profitable business here. And there's a huge opportunity in front of us.